cameras, decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency? Hello, hello, and welcome back to another Decoding the Crimeverse. I am Danny, and I'm joined with
Glory.
That is correct. And today, this case is weird. And when I mean not weird as in gross, disgusting, weird, but like one where you like, how did this? It's just weird. We are dealing with the Circleville letters. So starting in the late 1970s, there were these anonymous letters that were sent to hundreds of recipients, local businesses, government offices, and others, threatening to reveal the recipient's darkest secrets and worse. So the Circleville letters claimed to know everything that happened in the small town, and the anonymous writer knew very shocking secrets. The small town of Circleville is half an hour outside of Columbus and did not seem like a place where neighbors terrorized each other. Yet, among letters targeted multiple residents of the town of 12,000. So, the first person we see who starts to receive letters is a woman named Mary Gillespie. And she receives a message saying, "I've been observing your house and I know you have children. Stay away from Macy," the letter ordered. Okay, this was sent in 1977. Somehow, someone knew that Mary Gillespie, or was assuming that Mary Gillespie, was having an affair with the superintendent, Gordon Macy. And Gillespie, was a local bus driver, wasn't the only one receiving these letters. So basically, she got these letters saying, "Yo, I know what you're doing. Stop it. I know where you live. I know you have children. Like, let's not do this."
Yeah.
Okay. Then she just thought, okay, I'm going to ignore this. Like, what is this? Like, this is some stupid idiot playing a prank. And so she doesn't do anything about it. Until her husband receives a letter.
Yeah.
And his name is Ron Gillespie. And he receives a letter also exposing her affair. And it said, "Mr. Gillespie, your wife is seeing Gordon Macy. You should catch them together and kill them both. He doesn't deserve to live." What? So now this mysterious man, who has nothing to do with his family, is saying that a husband must kill his wife for having an affair that may not be true.
Yeah.
You see why it's weird? It's like a bit of,
mm-hmm.
Mine's is a little bit of a psychopath. Okay. The attacks on Mary Gillespie seemed the most personal. So after her husband then received the letter, then she came clean being like, now for me, that's already suspicious, because why were you hiding the letters in the first place? Unless you had something to hide and you really were having an affair. For me, it's a little bit shaky there. But anyway, he then received another letter saying, "Gillespie, you have had 2 weeks and done nothing. Admit the truth and inform the school board. If not, I will broadcast to it on CBS, posters, signs, and billboards until the truth comes out." And you see, it wasn't actually just... This is when he actually started. Now, he would go around and during the middle of the night, this letter writer would put signs up in people's garden, saying she's having an affair, she's doing this. And it obviously is very upsetting, especially to Ron Gillespie. And some of them, even these signs, were bringing their children into it. So they even said that the person that Mary was having an affair with, he was also sleeping with their daughter, who was underage at the time. And so you can understand the family is not happy. The family is upset by the situation. And so things are not great. Anyway, Mary goes away with a friend to, I think it's Florida. And on an evening of August in 1977, the phone rings and Ron picks up the phone. Moments later, he stormed out the house with a .22 caliber revolver in hand. And he told his daughter he was going to confront the letter writer. So the assumption is whoever phoned him had said who he was or had said things, and now he was like, okay, I know who this is, I'm going, or he had recognized the voice and he was going to go and confront him. After he left, Gillespie's truck slid off the road and rammed into a tree.
What?
So the minute he goes to confront this letter writer,
yeah,
he's found dead. Now, the local coroner did rule it as an accident, and it was said that he had a very high blood alcohol level. However, his daughter had said, when I kissed him goodbye, you could not smell alcohol on him. And he was not a very big man, so the amount of alcohol he had in him, he had to have drunken like 5 or 6 drinks, which his children said he did not. Also, they say he drove that road a lot, so it was very... It's not like he didn't know the tree was there or how the turn worked. He knew the road, so it's a little bit suspicious.
Yeah.
So, but the question was, before he died, did Ron actually confront the person behind the letters? Police determined that his gun had been fired exactly once before his death. Okay? But we never learned who he fired the weapon at.
Yeah.
But now here's the thing, because the letter, you would think now that he's dead, like the author might have stopped. No, the letters continue. The letters continue to arrive and arrive and continue to target Mary Gillespie, who is now a widow, and still target Gordon Macy. And it says, everyone knows what you have done. If you don't believe us, just make them mad and find out for yourselves. The attacks grew even more devious. Years after Ron's death in 1983, Mary Gillespie nearly fell into a fatal trap. So once again, my guy started sending letters. He started putting signs up, and she saw a sign specifically again saying very vile things about her daughter. So she gets out of her bus to go take the sign down, yeah, right? And she tried to pull the sign down, but it was tied to a box. After she brought the box home, she opened it to find a loaded gun inside.
That's crazy.
Okay. So what they basically thought was supposed to happen was, because the gun was attached to a string and there was a bullet loaded in the chamber. So what was supposed to happen is, as she pulled the sign down, the gun was supposed to fire and kill her. Hmm. So it was a trap for her, which is very scary if you think, yeah, about it. So she obviously freaked out, went back to the police, okay? And the gun actually gave the authorities a break in the case. They managed to recover the serial number of the weapon and traced it back to Paul Freshhauer, who was married to Ron Gillespie's sister, so basically Mary's brother-in-law. Paul's wife, Karen Sue, confessed to the police that her husband had written several of the Circleville letters. The couple had been in the middle of a divorce, and Karen Sue had evidence. She discovered letters hidden throughout the house. Paul, however, denied ever writing these letters. He claimed the gun had been stolen weeks earlier, yet a polygraph test declared that he was a liar. Okay. He was arrested, and in 1984, a jury convicted him of attempted murder. During the trial, an expert witness testified that Paul had written the Circleville letters. Now, Circleville residents hoped that with him being behind bars, the letters would stop. But they didn't. So now how's he sending letters from jail? This is the big question. Hundreds of letters swamped the neighborhood after his conviction. The prison warden declared that he could have had no possible way of sending them out, as a prisoner had no access to pen or paper. Paul even received letters himself, right?
Yeah.
From the writer while he was behind bars. Yeah. So who was it? Was it him? Was he doing something? What was going on? So, when the Circleville letters continue, suspicion actually centered around his ex-wife, Karen. Because she could have been the one writing the letters in the house and then blaming it on her husband.
Yeah.
She had reported her husband to the police, and Karen and her boyfriend, who actually matched a witness description from the booby trap crime scene, set Paul up. So did they do this? A decade passed and the circle of letters mysteriously only grew. In December 1993, when Unsolved Mysteries came to Circleville to investigate, the show also received an anonymous letter. Okay, and it said, "Forget Circleville, Ohio. If you come to Ohio, you all sickos will pay." And it was signed the Circleville writer. Speaking with Unsolved Mysteries, Paul begged the show to look deeper. And he says, and I quote, "I'd really like to see someone really look at this case on the letters. Reopen the letter part of it and get in and find out who wrote the letters." Then in 1994, the same year, Paul was released from prison on parole. The letters mysteriously stopped arriving. So who wrote the Circleville letters? Paul went to his grave swearing he did not write them, but a recent forensic examination revealed similarities between his writing and the anonymous letter.
Yeah.
Decades after the final letters, the writer's identity has yet to be conclusively proved, and the local sheriff's office closed the case, and the mystery of the Circleville letters may never be solved. For me, I actually have no cooking clue what to say. I don't know.
Yeah.
On one hand, I was listening to another podcast about this, and they said that, I don't know if it was his niece or his daughter, had found him writing all these letters, and he said, yeah, it was in case he got convicted, then if these letters kept landing up in mailboxes, then people would think they had the wrong guy.
Yeah.
So maybe that was it, but then did he booby trap the sign? Who, if someone did, who killed Ron Gillespie? Like, it's the weirdest thing.
It is.
And, like, the letters just kept coming and coming and coming and coming. They were very much all focused on Mary Gillespie.
Yeah.
Which is also really weird. Like, someone had a hyperfixation. So I, honestly, no idea. Not a one. Not a clue on how this case would come around. I actually don't even know what to say.
Yeah, cases like these are really weird.
It's weird, right? Okay, I definitely agree. It is definitely 100% connected to the Gillespies. All the letters were about them. Ron was killed. They tried to kill Mary. It's definitely centered around them. What's also very suspicious is that after Ron died, Mary actually got with Gordon. And they said, no, the letters just brought us together. Nonsense.
Yeah, definitely.
Nonsense, my guy. You are not fooling anybody there. But anyway, that was her official story.
Yeah.
So I do think someone found out about the affair. Paul would make sense. Maybe he's angry because Mary is cheating on his brother and he's upset and he's like, what are you doing? He now tries to scare Mary for the sake of his brother because he's obviously upset and he wants to protect his brother and he wants her to come out because obviously what she's doing is not right. So I can see it being Paul. And also, they also said that apparently Paul, after Ron's death, blamed Mary for the death. Because she didn't come clean and because the letters kept going, Ron then went and had the accident and things like that.
Yeah.
So he became very bitter, which would then explain why he set the booby trap for her.
Yeah.
If he killed Ron, we don't know. That he could have gone and confront. If Paul had phoned his brother, I'm pretty sure he would have. Wait, is Paul Ron's brother? Let me just check this. No, Paul is Ron's brother-in-law. So Paul is Mary's brother. But still, he could have been upset with his sister for having an affair, and maybe him and Ron were like good mates and he still did that, and then he could have still been angry with Mary. Although it feels very thing that he would attack his own nieces and nephews. Well, not nephews, but nieces in these letters.
Yeah, true.
Although if you're wanting attention and people to act, you go for the things they care about most, which would be their children.
True, that's true.
I suppose. So in my opinion, because apparently also handwriting matched up. And I mean, I can't remember, I was listening to this, if it was his daughter or his niece, when they caught him writing the letters, I mean, that's a very big evidence against you.
Yeah.
And true. The whole point of the letters coming out while he was in prison was so that he'd get released because people would then think he was wrongly convicted.
Yeah.
But then that means he did write the letters because it was his handwriting. Okay, I changed my mind. I do think it was wrong. But that's also very psychopathic, if you ask me. It's a bit obsessive. And I mean, like, yeah, okay, fine. She had an affair. But this is obsessive.
Yeah.
Like, psychopathic obsessive. Like, if you find out someone in your family is having an affair, you're not going to do this.
Definitely not.
I mean, the correct thing he should have done is then gone to Ron and be like, your wife is... I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, but your wife's having an affair. Not saying these really crazy letters. That's really weird. It's really weird. Anyway, like I said, very bizarre case. Very weird circumstances. Although, if I found a letter and next thing there was a gun inside a box, that's very freaky as well, because she would have just plopped dead on the ground. But anyway, so yes, that is the story of the Circleville letters. Do you have anything else you'd like to add? No.
Nothing.
Nothing. You sure?
Yeah.
Double sure. I'm joking. Anyway, we will see you same time, same place next week. Bye-bye.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.